Do I look good, man?
Oh, you look so sexy. You look really good in pasty white as you always have. Just
Dude,
ghostly white.
I use SPF 50.
Yeah.
I do, man. I wear sunscreen every day.
No, that's good. I also used to wear SPF 50 when I worked outside on a regular basis.
Yep.
Because I would spend 8 fucking hours outside. You got to use the good shit.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, welcome back, guys. My name's Nate, and with me again is Kyle. And Kyle, what are we here to do today, man?
We are here to do a special bonus episode. We are doing a recap of the last 10 episodes, episodes 21 through 30, and at the same time, an experimental type of episode where we're recording our videos. Our smug fucking faces while we do an episode.
Yeah, so if you're on one of the podcast apps, you can head on over to YouTube if you want to actually watch us talk to each other. This one's going to be completely unedited. It's just basically a Zoom recording of Kyle and I talking about episodes 21 to 30. So, Kyle?
Yeah, so basically what you're gonna see and hear today is kind of what we do before we record an episode. We just sit here and shoot the shit between the two of us, talking about the show and maybe some other things.
Correct. All right. Kyle, do you want to just jump right into it?
Let's jump right into it, man. Episode 21 was DB Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode we ever did, bar
Really?
none. Yeah, that was the most effort I ever put into doing an episode with you. The most research I ever did, writing and tweaking of parts.
I could
And
tell.
I was really invested in that one.
Have your thoughts changed on who this guy might have been?
No. After looking at everything, and coming up with our top three suspects, which my top three and your top three were the same three guys, just in a different order, right?
Well, it's kind of like for me, I didn't believe that any of those guys were the actual guy.
Yeah.
But from that list, if you were to tell me one of these people on this list is DB Cooper, I would have went with the Brad, what was his name? Brad. I can't remember the guy's name. But
Yeah.
in a nutshell, I don't think that any of those guys were the actual guy.
Yeah, not exactly, but what one of those top three, right? I think he came home late one night, all cut up and muddy and everything, but he came home like with his brother who was in the same condition. And so my theory was that it was the brother was DB Cooper, and this guy who was on the list was actually like the pickup man in the woods and the getaway driver.
See, to me, man, the witness was like an 8-year-old girl or
Kid.
something. Yeah, it was a little kid. I mean, those two guys, they might have gotten into a fight. So it's kind of like, I don't really trust that account. It doesn't really mean anything. Memories get twisted as kids get older too. It's just, I don't really trust that
I
account.
agree, but like you said, from the list that we were given that we had to work with, that was my most likely.
See, to me, I think that high probability that DB Cooper was a foreigner. And I say that because I think that DB Cooper died. I'm not like 100%, but I think that he died on the jump. And because there was no missing persons case that was linked to him properly, I think there's a high chance that he might have been Canadian. Like the first place I would check would be Canada. Because I think that, well, Canadian accents, they're not so different from American accents. I can't tell if somebody's Canadian unless they live in Nova Scotia or somewhere. And you think Washington's right next to Canada. And just the fact that none of the money was spent, I think he fell to his death. And because he was a Canadian or maybe some other kind of foreigner, nobody was able to positively link him to being possibly DB Cooper. Because I think if he was an American, the FBI would have combed through thousands of missing persons reports and narrowed him down that way. Because I think he died. I think high chance that he died because none of the money ended up in circulation. And it begs the question, what was the point if he was going to jump out successfully and not spend the money? You know, there's also the argument that he was kind of like, remember in the Trailer Park Boys movie where Julian's like, you do a big job and you sit on your money for a while. I think that's also a chance that he's like, I'm going to sit on this money and see if you know, if it's safe to start spending it or not in the future. And which
Julian
turns out
also.
like a month later, the FBI came out and said, hey, we let every bank in the country know that, you know, these specific serial numbers are the DB Cooper money. So he could have been like, eh, I'm not going to spend it. You know, failed mission.
You know, or he could have just been sticking it to the man with no intention to spend the money whatsoever, but low much lower probability of that.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. I just don't think those kind of criminals exist. Those Joker kind of criminals from The Dark Knight. Like, I don't think he was the type of criminal who just wanted to see the world burn.
No, yeah, and that the Canadian or foreigner theory is very solid. Very solid theory.
I mean, if I was in charge of the FBI and this case was still open, I would search. I would get in touch with Canada, look for some missing persons reports that could possibly be linked to DB Cooper, and I would go from there. I would start in Canada if I were in charge. Anyway, do you have anything else you want to say about DB?
I don't think so.
All right, episode 22, The Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp.
The
How did you
lizard
feel about
man.
this one?
That was another fun episode to record, you know, another kind of like off the wall unsolved mystery, which we really like to do. We like to do those more obscure unsolved mysteries, you know, and I think we both kind of came to like the same conclusion that this was someone saw something weird, probably not an actual lizard man swamp monster, and it just gained so much traction that the town kind of just got behind it, and everyone agreed, like, yes, there is a swamp monster in our town. Bring in the tourism.
I know we like to think the best about people, you know, the best in humanity.
The best.
Well, we like to give people the benefit of the doubt when it comes to this kind of shit, but I think this one is so ridiculous that I think it started out as a lie, and then other people started lying about it, and then, you know, honest people said, why would these people lie about this? And then it kind of blew up into its own huge news story. I think that the Christopher Davis thing, that was the turning point in the story where it really started to blow up into its own thing. And I think that he used this story as an excuse so that his parents wouldn't blame him for all the damage that he inflicted on his car one night. I think he was out off-roading or doing something he wasn't supposed to.
And just
And
came up with this wild story to be like, wasn't my fault, man, I swear.
yeah, the lizard man attacked me, and they're like, really? We gotta go to the sheriff's office. And then, you know, and I'd be like, wait, I just lied, man. It's just a prank, bro. You know what I mean? So that's what I think it was. It was either that or it was Mark Zuckerberg. So, all right. Anything else you want to say about the lizard man?
No, I don't think so. Keep trucking.
All right, number 23, the Derucci guy. I mean, there's not much to say about this one.
Well, actually, funny thing. I'm not sure how I missed it, right? But, you know, I usually listen to every episode like as they come out, even the ones I don't do. So you did this with Ivan and Peter, but I had actually never heard this until 2 days ago. You know, I was going through the episode list to make sure I was all caught up, and I was like, I never actually listened to the DiRucci guy. So I listened to the whole thing, and at the very end, you just fucking, you know, fooled them both, and you're like, actually, I know who the guy is. I knew all along, and you could have too if you had looked it up, but I knew you wouldn't. Like, I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, that one was a really fun episode. Ivan brought over a bottle of vodka from Russia, and he's like, "Oh no, this is fine. Like, this is a really high quality vodka." And I was like, "Okay, yeah." So I felt a little bit better about drinking a lot of it. I was like, you know, I'm probably not going to get a hangover from this, and That was the worst fucking hangover I've had in like a decade, man. I just, it actually made me quit drinking altogether for months after that. I mean,
wow.
Between now and that episode, I've drank socially a handful of times, but I've never gotten like drunk. That pretty much cured me of alcohol, that episode. So thank you, Ivan, for curing me of alcoholism.
Yeah. Thank you, Derucci guy.
Yeah. Shout out to the Derucci guy.
Yeah. But yeah, that was funny. You know, that was the one episode I hadn't actually heard. So that's the one's the most fresh in my head, 'cause I heard it like 2 days ago.
Right on, man. Is there anything that you want to say about it? Anything else? Go listen to that episode, by the way, if you haven't already. If you were like Kyle and you skipped over it, because
it's worth
it. We did put a lot of effort into that one, and almost nobody wanted to listen to that one. So, and I basically sacrificed the health of my liver for that one too. So go check it out, please, for the love of God.
I usually sacrifice my liver for every fucking episode we do, but I hit the sauce kind of hard last night, so I'm not drinking on this one.
Yeah, I haven't drank on an episode. I might have had like a beer, like one beer on another episode. I can't remember, but I have not gotten drunk on any episode other than that one, I don't think. So, yeah. All right, anyway, Patterson-Gimlin. What are your thoughts on Patterson-Gimlin? Because you have not even told me your thoughts on Patterson-Gimlin off the air. So I'd love to know what you feel, how you feel about this one.
You know, I don't have any super strong opinions, because this is not one that I did any research on or I dug into. I do know and recognize that it is one of the most famous chunks of evidence for the existence of Bigfoot ever. You know, super famous, you know, footage of Bigfoot. I don't think it's real. I don't think that's actually Bigfoot, you know. But, you know, you do gotta... You have to appreciate the gravity of that video. It was taken in what, the 70s, right?
60s.
The 60s. And it really kind of like revealed to the world the possibility of Bigfoot, you know?
Yeah, this one, this is our first brush with controversy on the show. So when we uploaded it to YouTube, this one just exploded, at least like a little bit, you know? Relative to our other episodes, it exploded, and a lot of people just got really fucking mad at the way that we covered that. They got mad at our conclusions. You know, there are people that were daring us to say that to the face of Native American elders, and it's just like, dude, I just don't understand people. They don't know how to disagree without being like violently disagreeable.
Yeah.
It's just,
and like it, you know, the show is, it's for fun, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, we put in effort, you know, we look into these mysteries, we try to come up with answers, but in the end, this is just for fun. You know, we're just batting around our opinions and ideas. You know, everyone's got their own opinions and why they feel the need to fucking violently defend their opinions and force them on other people is fucking beyond me.
Yeah. And the thing that I've noticed is that with Bigfoot people, it's kind of like a religion to some of them, you know, where it's almost like if you criticize this film, it's kind of like criticizing their prophet in a way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It's like they take it very personally. Yeah, but I just think that what happened was that Patterson went out. He has cancer. He knows he doesn't have long to live. He's got a legacy to protect. He's got to leave behind something for his wife. So he goes out. He fakes this film. He has somebody wear the costume. I don't know who it was. It might have been that Bob Hieronymus guy, for all I know. Maybe it wasn't. And then he made a lot of money off of it. And then after he died, his wife made a lot of money off of it. That's indisputable. So as for Bob Gimlin, I think he's just a really good liar. I don't want to call him a liar, but, I, you know, from my perspective, he kind of comes across as just a genuine guy who's not lying, but that's exactly how like sociopaths operate, psychopaths operate. They come across as very genuine because they know how to read people. I'm not saying that that's what Bob Gimlin is, but it's just possibly. You know, he left the public spotlight for decades, and now that Bigfoot is this huge business, he comes out of the spotlight and he's enjoying, you know, all these paid speakerships that he's going to. He's going to all these conferences and stuff, and I think that's how he's profiting off of it. To say that he never profited off of this, that's not being honest.
Yeah.
Because he is. Yeah, as for like the body measurements of the figure in the film, you know, there's people who say there's no way that this could be a man in a suit. I've seen how they do the measurements. Like, there's a guy on YouTube that I've seen do this, and what he does is he takes like a still frame from the image and he draws a 2D line onto the 3D image and says, "See, look, the body ratios aren't right." It's like, that's not a valid measurement because you don't. You work construction, you know, if you like, for example, if you're looking at a tall building from close up and you look up, it's going to look way taller than it actually is, or vice versa if you're way the hell far away. You know, lens sizes make a big difference too. Yeah, the size of the lens of the camera.
It's all about perspective.
It's perspective and the angle of the limb you're measuring. You don't know if it's completely perpendicular to the ground. You don't know what exact angle it's at. So you can't just draw a 2D line over a 3D image and say, look, the body ratios aren't right.
Yeah. And you know, if someone's wearing a full body suit, there's nothing to say that there's not fucking padding in and around that suit to change your body ratio, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just about changing. It's not just about the padding and stuff like that. It's also, I think that the perspective, the camera lens, the angle that this film was taken from all warp your perspective of ratios. And the body ratios aren't that far out of human proportion for you to conclusively say this. There's no way this is a human. So that's my take on the whole thing. You know, that Bill Munns guy, he says there's no way that they could have faked the breasts of the creature in 1967, but I don't think they would have needed anything high tech to fake the breasts. I think that what they could have done is just, they could have just sewed some breast pouches onto the creature and filled them with like water balloons or something similar to have that kind of effect. Another thing that I forgot to mention in the episode is that no primates have completely hairy chests. Actually, I should take that back. No apes have hairy chests like the women. Like, it's all bare, like around the God, this is gonna sound wrong, but most of the chest hair isn't there. So it's like, you look at the creature, it is just completely hair filled all the way up to the nipple of the creature, which isn't consistent with any other of the great apes. So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. You know, it's a video from the fucking 60s. You know, of course you wouldn't need anything high tech, you know, especially back then.
The level of detail is just not there. There's a lot of like AI generated photos of the creature and other photoshopped versions of it to help clean it up. But at the end of the day, a lot of it is just kind of artistic interpretation of what might be beneath the grainy footage. But
yeah,
that's all it is. It's just an artistic representation of what might be there. It's not what actually is.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you're enhancing the footage, you know, you can pick and choose what to enhance, you know, to prove or disprove your point.
Yeah. And I want to say, like, look, I could be wrong. I'll be fair to the Bigfoot people. You know, I got treated very badly in the comment section on YouTube on that video. But I'll be fair and I'll say I'm not going to go out and say 100% that I'm right. You know, I'm leaving a little bit of room that maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, the proof is on them.
Yeah.
The burden of proof is on them. So that's all I've got to really say about that one. Do you have anything else you want to talk about with Patterson Gimlin, or do you want to move on?
I think we can move on.
All right, David Glenn Lewis. What are your thoughts on David Glenn Lewis?
That was a weird one. That was a really trippy one. This dude that he just goes missing, right? He's missing forever. And then in the future, some detective is using Google to close all these cold case files, figures out this guy, like, what was it, like a week or two after he went missing, got fucking hit in the middle of the road, like 1,000 miles from his home. Like, this, yeah, fucking, like, I don't know if this dude was fucking picked up by aliens and then dropped off in the wrong spot or what, you know?
Yeah, definitely a weird one, but I still think that he did that to kill himself and not to overtly kill himself because he was deeply religious, and I think that he just wanted to put himself into an extremely dangerous situation that wouldn't be guaranteed death, just a very high probability of death. So that, you know, in his mind, he's not committing suicide. He's just doing something risky. And if he dies, that's not suicide. So that's kind of what I think happened in this situation.
This
Yeah,
still
I don't
sounds
know.
like this still sounds like cheating the system.
Yeah, it's definitely like a loophole, you know, like a Jesus loophole, right? I think that's exactly what happened. Nothing else makes sense. I think he wanted to disappear from his family and then quietly go off and die. You know, and he made it look like he just vanished into thin air, you know, put turkey sandwiches in the fridge and left, you know, tape the Super Bowl as if he, you know, to imply that he's gonna be there in the future to rewatch the tape. But yeah, I think that he went off. Wanted to die. I don't know why. That's the real mystery in this case to me is why did he want to die? Sometimes the answer is just, you know, he might not have been happy in his marriage. He might not have been happy with his life or his career, or he might have had a chemical imbalance or something. You know, the possibilities are really endless with this one, but I think it does boil down to he intentionally wanted to die for whatever reason. So. Anything else you want to say about that one?
Yeah, I think aliens dropped him off in the middle of the fucking freeway.
You know, now that I think about it, let's go with that. Let's go with that. All right.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Dee
Dee
Snider.
Snider. Yeah.
Dee
Dee
Snider.
Snider, front man for Twisted Sister. And after doing research for this episode, fucking real fucking champion of a human being, Dee Snider. Real
Yeah.
fucking pillar of the community. Just, you know, ultimate example of a human being. You know, he, for better or worse, he cured a kid's cancer, you know, just by being awesome,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, the story behind that is weird. I don't want to get back into it, but if you go to his IMDb page, you can read about that story. Yeah, just an all-around seemingly great guy. You know, as for the ghost story, I have no reason to disbelieve him because I have my own ghost story that sounds fake and made up and ridiculous, but I 100% experienced what I said I experienced. So I'm not gonna sit there and say, no, this didn't happen, D, you're a fucking liar. I think that he's probably telling the truth as he knows it. So I'm gonna just take his word for it on that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, people have supernatural, paranormal experiences, you know, happens all the time. And most people don't believe in ghosts, kind of like Dee Snider, until it happens to them, you
You
know.
know, I never believed in ghosts either. I mean, I was more agnostic about ghosts. I wouldn't say that I didn't believe in ghosts, but I didn't not believe in them either. It's just like one of those things, man. I was more into maybe Bigfoot or UFOs or something like that when I was that age. Never really been into ghosts or, you know, seances or anything like that, or, you know, communicating with the dead. That was never my thing. But that's just one random night when I was working at Sears that popped up for me. And ever since then, I've realized that there's some weird shit in this world that I can't explain. And it doesn't make sense because I can't fit it into a box. It's a contradiction to me,
But
which.
that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some people are just more sensitive to it than others. You know, I for one, I'm not into ghosts or the occult or anything else. I've never really had any supernatural experience except for this one tiny thing at the Whaley House, you
Right.
know, which maybe we could do that as an episode too, the Whaley House.
You know, I would have chose you to do that episode instead of Ivan if I had known that that had happened to you. Because that would have been cool to have in that episode, that story. But
But anyways, you know, I'm not into it, but I don't like deny it either. Like I understand that different people are more sensitive to, you know, spiritual things, the occult, you know, paranormal activity, stuff like that. You know, so I'm not just gonna poo on them because I don't experience it myself. I, for one, I'm happy I don't experience it myself. I think ghosts are scary and I'm a big pussy. I don't want to be scared.
Yeah, I'm good with never seeing one of those things again too. So, do you want to move on or do you want to keep talking on? I'll move on. All right. Jim Thompson.
Yeah, the
What do you th
legend
what do you think
is
about Jim Thompson? Because you have not talked about this with me, I don't think. So, what are your
we
thoughts on
didn't.
Jim Thompson?
That guy's a fucking hero, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know what, man? You're a hero too, man. This was your first solo episode, and you fucking did a bang up job on that one.
Wait, Sky. No, we're okay. Sorry, I skipped over Sky King and I was jumping to Jim Thompson.
Oh, my
So
bad.
Sky King, I wanted to know. Okay, if you want to say something about this, you can. It's just that I don't really
Well,
have anything to say about it. It's just that.
I just said everything I had to say. He's a hero, and you're awesome for doing a solo episode and fucking nailing it.
Yeah, for me, I have mixed feelings about him. I don't know if you can call him a hero, man. It's just, I think he was just a guy at the end of his rope, and he did something kind of stupid. He put other people's lives in jeopardy, not just his own. So, I have mixed feelings. Seemed like a likable guy, judging by the radio transmissions and all that. He just wanted to have fun. He didn't want to hurt anybody, but at the same time, just because you don't want to hurt anybody doesn't mean that you're not putting other people's lives in jeopardy by doing the shit that you're doing.
True.
So mixed feelings on him. Do I think that he had a good heart? Yeah, but I think in whatever bad place he was at the time, he did something really reckless and stupid. And obviously he shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, my heart goes out to him. That was a fucked up situation. And I would be depressed too if I was stuck in that kind of situation, getting paid less than minimum wage for that hard work he was doing, and through some legal loophole, because he worked at an airline, he didn't have to be paid minimum wage. So it's like, it's fucked up. Anyway, episode 28, Jim Thompson. What are your thoughts on Jim
This Jim
Thompson?
Thompson.
Well, Sky King was not Jim Thompson, but
My bad. I was just fucking going through the episode list in order. I didn't.
okay.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. But yeah, Jim Thompson, the Thai Silk King. That was an interesting episode that you guys did. I think that he killed himself for sure, because this dude left home with nothing. And including his cigarettes, and he was like a fucking lifetime chain smoker, you know. And he walked out of the house, fucking like no wallet, no cigarettes, no lighter, no nothing, you know, out into the jungle, which he's, you know, well versed in living in the jungle survival. And he just walked out there with fucking nothing. He had no intention of walking back in that door that day.
Yeah, I would I now that I've thought about it in the weeks since doing this episode, I agree with you more and more. But man, there's just so many possibilities that this one's just really, really baffling. I do agree, man. Like, if I was a chain smoker and I was just gonna go on a walk, I think that's a perfect time to bring your cigarettes, because like, you're out in nature, you want to smoke a cigarette out there. That's a perfect place to do it, looking at some beautiful scenery, smoking a cigarette. Like, yeah, that's seems awesome. Why wouldn't you bring your cigarettes? Also, why wouldn't you bring your little bottle of pills that you need, just in case you have the gallbladder flare up or whatever the issue was with him. So yeah, I do lean a little bit more towards him possibly having, putting himself down. It's just that how would he have done it? Going out there and just like succumbing himself to the elements? That seems like a really horrible way to kill yourself.
It does, but I mean, that the guy had been around a long time. You know, he seemed to like really have like a higher form of conscience than your average human being. You know, just he like really had his shit together. Old, wise, maybe being that, you know, he was sick, he was kind of close to death anyways. He could have just fucking walked out there for a few miles and just kicked back against a tree, and by the time the sun set, he might have just been gone. You know, he might have just meditated himself to death. Like, I know that doesn't make sense, but hey, most unsolved mysteries don't make sense.
I mean, he could have packed some kind of some other medicine. He could have overdosed purposely out while he was out there. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, I do give that theory a little bit more. And now I have no idea what to think. This one's a genuine mystery to me. I have no idea what could have happened to him. Almost all of the theories out there hold water. So it's like, yeah, I don't know what to think about Jim Thompson. That's just one that I'm going to be laying in bed at night thinking about for probably the rest of my life, you know? So, yeah.
Now you got to do what I do. Just fucking pick one that sounds good to you and then just fucking seal it right then and there. Like, nope, this is what I believe. Done.
I would have a lot more peace in my life if I could do that.
All right. Who's next?
Ariel School, number 29.
The Ariel School. Yeah, that's real. That was a real UFO extraterrestrial encounter. Fucking 60 school kids, right? They all see the same thing. They all have the same visions and everything. That's not made up.
I respect your opinion, man, but I do not think that was a real one. And it's just like, I don't know how to explain how to debunk it being an alien, but I just think that, you know, when you go back to what Ivan was talking about with you know, the terrorist downstairs when he was a little kid, I don't know if you remember hearing him talk about that story. I'm like, yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense. A couple kids talking about something, and then the fear and the paranoia and the panic kind of spreads out like wildfire, and you know, kids have wild imaginations.
Yeah.
And then one kid says something, and then, you know, other kids hear what that kid says, and then they kind of like build on top of what that other kid said, and it becomes kind of like a monster of its own. I think that's kind of what happened here. And then kids' imaginations filled in the visuals. Because they didn't all see the exact same thing. You know, some kids said they saw one alien. Some kids said they saw like three. But most of them said they saw two. They were the classic gray aliens.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't know. I thought that their stories and descriptions were close enough together. I mean, do you remember playing telephone as a kid? Mm-hmm. You know, 20 kids like sit in a circle and one kid whispers something to the next kid and it goes around. You know, you start with, you know, fluffy dog and it ends up being pink elephant at the very end, you know.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm not saying that it can't be aliens, but I think there's like a few other explanations that are probably in front of that one as in likelihood. That's all I'm saying. So, what else did I want to say about this one? Yeah, it's fine, man. I don't know if that was aliens. And I think I said this in a couple other episodes where what really bothers me about encounters like this is how human-like the aliens look. I think humans have like a tendency to, when they imagine what an alien looks like, it's going to look like a weird human.
A humanoid, yeah. Two legs, two arms, a fucking head, forward-facing eyes.
So, but you look at the rest of the animal kingdom on Earth, nothing else that's unrelated to us looks like that. So you would expect evolution to occur on a completely separate planet. Aliens probably look nothing like us.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the point I was thinking.
I've always had that problem too, you know, and I think it's part human arrogance, you know, to think that intelligent life that could master space travel is humanoid, you know, mostly like the way we look. I think a lot of it also has to do with sci-fi movies, you know, like our vision of aliens are just people in costumes, humans in costumes, and that's like kind of where it started, you know. So that also makes sense why we think intelligent aliens might look like us, you know. Great. Granted, like as we move forward, you know, in this modern day and age, you watch sci-fi movies, you know, Star Wars and things like that, and aliens are just all kinds of weird shapes and sizes and forms. Like not everything is humanoid with the two legs and the two arms and the head and the forward-facing eyes, you know,
I'm not
mouth and
saying,
nose.
yeah, I'm not saying that aliens can't resemble humans in that way. It's just, it makes me skeptical. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
So.
but that classic gray alien thing, like people have been describing an alien looking just like that for a long time. Like it's like the most common, the most commonly reported alien for extraterrestrial encounters, you know, when they say, well, what did this thing look like? And they draw it up and they describe it. Yeah, it's almost always that fucking that little gray dude with the big head and the skinny body.
Yeah, and I agree, but it's just like, yeah, I'm skeptical, man. I'm skeptical.
I know you are. It's what makes you a great podcast host, is your skepticism.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you have anything else you want to talk about with aerial school, or do you want to move on to safety not guaranteed?
We can move on to safety not guaranteed.
So right off the bat, if you did not listen to this one was our April Fool's episode. So completely made up story. I hope I didn't break your heart by saying that, but completely made up story. I just pulled that one out of my ass.
Yeah, we
So
could have called it mystery not guaranteed.
yeah. So
Legit episode not guaranteed.
yeah. I don't really have anything to say about that really. It's just Kyle and I were kind of we used to go on this website called ytmnd.com way back in the day, and that was a really popular meme, the safety not guaranteed with the mullet guy and the wanted somebody to go back in time with me newspaper clipping. But yeah, that's I just took that and then I made up a story about it, and that was our April
Yeah.
Fool's.
It was a really fun exercise in creative writing for the two of us. You know,
Yeah.
you like always, like you wrote the episode, but I gave a lot more input, you
Well,
know.
Davis wrote the episode.
Yeah. And then we humanized it.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about today, man? That brings us to episode 30, so.
All right. Do we want to let the listeners in on what might be our next episode?
Yeah, sure, why not? So the next one, I'm hoping to have Ivan back. And hopefully that's going to be next weekend. No promises, but I think it's probably going to be next weekend. And then after that, 2 weeks after that, will be me and Kyle again. And then me and Kyle, we're going to do a heist, right? We don't have to
Yes.
say what it will be, but we're going to do a heist.
We're going to do another heist. We've already done what one or two heists already. We did the Hole in the Ground gang. Didn't we do another one?
I'd have to check, to be honest. Well, I mean, DB Cooper was kind of a heist.
Yes, yeah,
Yeah.
true. So there's our two heist ones. Yeah, I like doing heist ones 'cause they're very technical. You know,
Yeah.
I'm not super big into you know, paranormal
Yeah.
and supernatural and murder and stuff like that.
I'm not either. I'm not either. I'm definitely not into the supernatural. It's kind of weird when you have a supernatural experience. Some people who have supernatural experiences, they see something weird or whatever. It hooks them and it draws them into that whole world, so to speak. For me, it was just more like, oh, I just saw something really weird. Now I know that it's real and I don't have to fucking investigate it anymore. That's how it affected me. So, I don't really like doing the paranormal ones either because they're so subjective as well. There's you, it's just like, do you believe this person? That's usually what it comes down to. There's no evidence that you can measure or anything like that when it comes to the supernatural ones. It's just like, do you believe what this person is saying? So to me, it's like, I don't like doing those ones either, really, but I do them anyway because I like mixing it up every now and then. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that keeps the show fresh, you know, for us and everyone else doing different topics, rotating in and out, you know, the monsters and alien abductions and heists, missing persons, you know.
Yeah.
And then just for fun bullshit episodes like Safety Not Guaranteed.
Yeah. All right, man. Are you ready to get out of here, or is there anything you want to talk about?
I'm ready, man.
All right. See you later, guys.
Later.